Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
To Christmas card or not? To Christmas card, that is the question. National Christmas Card Day as we open the show. I haven't sent a Christmas card in years. Maybe I should.
I like to send Christmas cards.
Do you, whether it's pandemic or not? I mean, do you send them every year?
Yeah. To relatives who live kind of far away, I do.
You know, that's what I was just thinking about. Maybe I should do it. Christmas cards started in the Victorian age, by the way. I was reading yesterday that what is thought to be one of the very first Christmas cards ever is going on auction. It's going to pull in like thousands. And I got thinking about the ones that I find in Christmas decoration boxes. Like, what's this random card doing laying out? It's like
I have mine from year to year, too.
Yeah, you find them and then you go, oh, their kids got bigger. But anyway, family picture cards. What kind of cards do you send? I don't know.
I normally send a picture that like was taken at the holidays.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Or involve the animals.
Oh, you got to involve your animals.
Mm-hmm.
The good
MacGyver
petting
looks glorious
zoo.
With a pair of reindeer antlers on his head.
That I don't think I've sent a Christmas card out since I was married, which was 5 years ago. Wow.
Okay.
And
you were married once? Wow, who knew?
I never told you that?
No, you didn't.
He said sarcastically. She asked sarcastically. we used to send out the cards with the kids, you know, all sitting on the piano bench in their Christmas dresses or whatever, and that kind of thing. Or the next year, you know, playing in the snow.
Yeah.
I remember one year I took a picture of all three of my daughters out by the mailbox. And they were in a big, giant box, like looks like it was coming in the mail. The box was open, and all three of them were, like, squatted in the box, looking up, smiling. Mm-hmm. And I acquired this big, stuffed elf. I think I stole it from the radio station here off the decorations.
Oh, my gosh.
And I stuffed him in our mailbox where his butt was hanging out with his two legs and his boots. Like, an elf was stuck in the mailbox, and my girls were dressed as elves in a box at the end of the driveway. That was probably my most creative effort.
Aw, that sounds adorable.
I wish I could dig one of those up. I think the wife got him in the divorce. But anyway, I just, maybe that's why I got away from it. I got divorced. I was like, the heck with it. You think I should rediscover it?
I think you should. And I feel like you don't have to necessarily make one of those fancy photo cards. You could go and buy a good old fashioned box of like traditional made by Hallmark Christmas cards.
Yeah, because Hallmark isn't just a movie channel, friends. They started in the greeting card business. You know what? Maybe I'll do that. I got an email a couple days ago from a coworker here, and she asked us to send some cards to someone. And I was thinking, you know, that's a cool idea. You know, so maybe people listening out there, like maybe there's someone, maybe it's the elderly person that lives across the street. You want to make sure they're okay this season. Or maybe it's a total stranger. Maybe it's someone, you know, just send it to one of those military addresses and someone will get it. Maybe we should start sending Christmas cards.
I like it. I normally love to receive them as well. Get a couple of pictures of, you know, relatives from far away and their kiddos and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's even in a non-pandemic year, you just can't go travel to multiple states all the time. So
yeah, and this year you certainly can't. So yeah, let's start sending Christmas cards again. You have inspired me, my dear. I will get to work on that today. Coming up, inspired by Laura, who walks her dogs in the dark, Conan O'Brien with a late night soundbite.
Oh, geez.
It's kind of interesting.
Does Conan have a headlamp too?
I don't know. We'll find out. And we're going to shop in downtown Lewisburg this hour. We're going to one of my favorite stores in the world, Kohl's Hardware. So
listen, you never know what you can find. At Kohl's.
You're absolutely right. All that coming up this hour.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
News coming up next with Mark Lawrence, Rob the Sports Center, with the reason why I stayed up late last night, AccuWeather, and more. I watched sports last night because I'm a Ravens fan, but I got to admit, I'm hooked on this Hallmark channel because cheese is where it's at, okay? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Do you have Sunday afternoon marked down for the Colonel Sanders thing? That's when it premieres. It's Sunday.
Oh, did we get feedback on that yesterday? The Lifetime channel with a fictitious story of a sexy Colonel Sanders. Okay. Mario Lopez. Okay.
If Colonel Sanders wants to be sexy, I mean, he can be, I guess. He's got that secret recipe thing going on.
Kind of redefines finger licking good, too. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
I'm kind of the Hallmark guy, and there's a new movie coming to Hallmark, too, that I'm very excited about.
Get ready for the new Christmas movie from the Hallmark Channel. It's the story about a woman hoping to make it home for Christmas.
Oh.
Lori Loughlin stars as a rich woman in prison dealing with obnoxious cellmates.
Oh. Good morning.
Hi. Are you all ready for Christmas?
Nope.
Are you getting all ready for Christmas?
No.
Sam, I love you, but if you say Christmas one more time, I'll put a lump of coal in your stocking and hit you with a head with
it. It's Lori Loughlin in Sprung by Christmas.
The reality of going away.
Will she make it out in time?
It's so much fun.
Find out tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
All right, I'm going to watch that. Then I'm going to go with Colonel Sanders on Sunday. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a wonderful weekend plan.
There it is. Hey, coming up, your chance to win with Downtown Lewisburg and win even bigger maybe when we give away the big shopping spree. That's in the next few minutes.
So make sure that you don't touch the dial.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Time to go shopping and discover Downtown Lewisburg. We've got a chance for you to win instantly right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Laura?
Let's take caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win some fun in downtown Lewisburg. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Once again.
We love our 94KX Christmas classics. The Eagles. I like that.
Investing in your business.
I like that. I like that.
Bad decision.
What's happening?
Let's have a beverage. I'm in the mood for a beverage.
Do you want
this
a beverage?
Morning.
You know what, Tom? You're a grown-up. And it's halfway through the week.
Yeah.
And if you want a beverage at 6:54 a.m., gosh darn it, you go for it.
Let's go for it.
Ooh, we got it. Hey, we got it.
Hot chocolate, though? Really? Hot chocolate's the number one winter beverage. According to a new survey of 1,000 Americans, hot chocolate edged out eggnog. 32% to 25%. Then you have apple cider, peppermint flavored coffee, mulled cider, and on down the list. There's got to be better beverages than those. Just saying.
Well, listen, I didn't hear a favorite of yours and mine.
Okay.
The classic hot toddy.
Woo!
Or, dare I say it, Boilo.
Boilo.
Listen,
yeah.
That should be next week's Try It Tuesday. How to make a quality cup of boiler. Because you need copious amounts of honey and cheap alcohol.
I'm on board, and there's about 1,000 different recipes of Boilo, so you can never get it wrong, I don't think, at least.
No, you can't.
Where was I recently where somebody said, yeah, it's Boilo season, and some people that I was with were like, Boilo, what's that? I was like, what? You guys don't know what Boilo is? Don't you know anybody from the coal region? Come on now.
Here's the thing. It's been statistically proven that if you have some germs that are sort of like living in your throat, a shot of that makes them go away. So, dare I say it, a shot of Boilo a day makes the COVID go away.
Okay, doctor.
I'm here for all kinds of medical advice, but I just wouldn't believe me.
There you go.
That's Boilo. Not true.
Hey, maybe we should put it out there. Make it the Tom and Laura topic of the day on Facebook, because I'm looking and I'm like, hot chocolate followed by eggnog, followed by apple cider, followed by peppermint-flavored coffee. I'm like, where's the booze here? Besides the eggnog, you could always drop a little something in there, but...
Well, here's the other thing. You and I were talking about this the other day. Put the eggnog in your hot coffee and then add a little splash of something, and you have yourself a delicious festive beverage that is morning appropriate.
Okay. I like the way you go,
and then maybe sprinkle some nutmeg on top.
Zhuzh up your eggnog, zhuzh up your hot chocolate. Heck, zhuzh up your peppermint-flavored coffee. But anyway, if you've got something else out there, like Boilo, maybe if you want to post your recipe, I don't care. Let us know, because I want to see what you guys think. Maybe it's just cracking open a beer. I don't know. What is your favorite
in
winter
the cold
beverage?
Weather?
I don't know. I've seen it.
All right. We're going to put this out on the 94KX Facebook page. Favorite cold weather beverage. Go.
Go. News is coming up next. A check on sports with Rob, the Sports Center. That guy, Steve, has the weather as well. Who knows? Maybe your next chance to go shopping, if you will, in downtown Lewisburg. I'm going to give you a hint. Coming up, Laura, our next prize has to do with where you and I go for our favorite cider.
Yeah. It does?
Yeah, so you guys stay with us for your chance to win.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
How much COVID is too much COVID? Laura says any COVID. I agree. But, you know, some people are like, I don't know, they're taking it too far. Today's viral video, her mom gives her son a coronavirus-inspired birthday party. What?
Like social distancing style, or?
Well, no. Take a look. Google the video. She made her son's birthday cake into the coronavirus symbol, that green thing with all the little spurs sticking out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Her son wasn't impressed with a cake.
You know what it is?
Oh, I bet he wasn't.
You do not know what it is? It's COVID-19. It's a virus cake. Are you serious? It's to go with the whole theme. The year we have to quarantine.
I want to die.
He goes, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Because he was on the serious side of COVID-19, which is a very serious issue. But mom made a cake out of the little, like, even the emoji that you could send.
He didn't sound too impressed, and I think I'm right there with him.
Me too. Unbelievable. Google it. It's funny. Well, and it's sad at the same time. Guys, you know, we're all cooped up. Granted, but do we need a cake that looks like a COVID-19 virus?
No, we do not.
No. Oh, here's something too. I don't even like those masks that are faces. What do you think of those?
I've seen some masks that are very, very interesting. Very interesting. And one that the husband showed me the other day that was way too realistic for the body part that it was representing.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if I should say it on the radio. Ow. Let's just say it had to do with the nether regions of male anatomy, and I was not impressed.
And it was on a mask?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes. 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 Yes.
No, that's just wrong. Like when you see someone
Keith goes, here, look at this. And I go, what is that? He goes, what do you think it is? I go, I hope it's not what I think it is. And he goes, it is. And you can get it for the low, low price of $9.99. I was like, no, thank you.
Go to the drugstore and get one for the low, low price of $3.99. Just a plain colored mask. I'm not into the patterned ones. The boss comes in yesterday in a terrible mood, and he's wearing a mask that's red, and it says in green, giant across the mask, Merry Christmas. But you could tell by looking at him, he's in a bad mood. He's wearing the wrong mask at that time, you know?
You know
the sports fan that I am? I see people with big, giant sports logoed masks. Can't do it. Won't do it.
See, I really like to match my mask to what I'm wearing.
Yes, that's
cool. So it's like a complimentary pattern. Mm-hmm. So like yesterday I had on my gray like reindeer sweater.
Yeah.
So my mask was gray with snowflakes on it.
Check out the video on our Facebook page. Laura had put the lights on her tree. Yes, you got to match your mask. You know, it's, but yeah, obscene masks, no thank you. Message masks, no. Sports masks, no. Masks with the Joker's face or a wolf's teeth, no, not liking it. And for God's sakes, don't make a COVID-shaped cake.
Yeah, that's just not cool. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Conan on the way, Jimmy Fallon with a festive late night soundbite, birthday buddies, and more.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 9 to 4KX.
KX Christmas classic, my boys, Daryl and John. They did that like really cheesy and it became like popular and now everybody loves it. But Google the video sometime. They're doing a spoof on like an Andy Williams
really?
Christmas special. They have ugly sweaters on and it's really kind of funny.
I've never actually seen the music video for that from Hall & Oates.
Yep. Google the video and you'll see that they're doing it tongue in cheek, but it ended out being a remake of a Christmas classic. Hey, Laura, couldn't help but notice it's quiet around the house, so let's go to a Laura construction update.
Fun fact, it is day number 3.
Okay.
And with older homes, you know, you always have a couple of surprises.
Yeah.
So my walls are plaster. So there had to be some repair work done where the plaster kind of cracked a little bit or whatever. But the team from Knoebel Lumber is just top notch.
Hats off, man. Any other contractor would have been plastered by now. You know, I mean, it's like, that's a tough job. But you know what? When you're doing remodeling work on an older house, you never know what you're going to find.
No? You don't, which is why, of course, going into this, they were kind of like, hey, it might take one day, maybe two. Just like with the basement windows, it ended up taking 3 because the old windows are so difficult to remove and work with, and they want to do a quality job. So I appreciate everything that contractor Mark, who we all know and love.
Yeah, he became a celeb.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Jeff are here in it to win it. So Jack will be back today. And the plaster had to dry overnight, and he will be doing some painting to finish up the whole job. Mm. And, you know, I just got a text from Blair, and he's like, he should be there about 8:15.
So Jack is actually going to do the finishing touches on everything, huh?
Yes, indeed he is.
Mm. All right. So, and he's flying solo. I mean, this has been a tough job. This is quite the assignment for Jack to, come out of the dugout and hit a home run here at the
last inning, especially, too. I mean, listen, these dudes are still doing projects in December that are outside projects because everybody and their brother were all staying home, right? So we're all at home more often, want stuff done.
Yeah. And you started this project. So in case people don't know, you've been getting windows in your house for the better part of the pandemic a few months at a time, right?
Yes. So starting in the basement, master bedroom was up next. It was supposed to be in October, got pushed to now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully these dudes can start doing some inside work soon because it is chilly out, man.
Wow.
Chilly.
Yeah. I wonder how much.
But I think we're going to wait until spring for the next round, and that'll be the other two windows, and then it's the big project.
Oh, can you give us a hint? You're putting in a swimming pool or something?
No, I wish.
No?
It's the whole big front window. You know, you've been to my house, Tom.
Holy cow, that thing's huge.
Yep, and it will be fully replaced.
All right, we're going to need the morning show celebrity contractor, Mark. We're going to need Jack. We're going to need Jill going up the hill. We're going to need everybody from Knoebel's Lumber to get this thing done live on the air, which is fine.
Listen, that one, though, is going to take like a full week. They'll have to build out like a thing coming from my front porch because it's it's huge. It's just ginormous.
All right. So there's your update, your Laura's construction update. Those guys have been good sports, and we thank them because we've been having fun with them.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't think contractors expect to come into a house where there's somebody broadcasting live on the radio and then talking about them. So thanks for putting up with me, guys.
So true. Hey, we've been talking about discovering downtown Lewisburg now for days. There's winners every morning here. Your next chance to win is coming up after 8 o'clock.
So that's in about 11, 12 minutes.
Yeah. Goodbye, it's goodbye for us. Coming up, news, a check on sports, and AccuWeather. So you were talking about the contractors, and they're done today, huh? And they're
they are.
And they're Jack and Mark, and who are the rest of the guys again?
So contractor Mark,
mm-hmm.
Jack, okay. and Jeff, and then Blair's the head honcho.
Ooh, okay. So we won't have any sound effects of any power tools or anything in the background with Tom and Laura in the morning?
Just some painting and maybe some dogs barking, although I did corral them in preparation for Jack to arrive.
Okay, Jack is on the way to do the finishing work. I'm kind of sad that they're going to be gone. I mean, I haven't met the guys, but the background noise has been fun, and we've joked around about it. I mean,
it's been something.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun for the past 3 days.
Are we going to sing a little ditty?
Yeah, it's like a little ditty about Jack and his gang working at Laura's house while Tom and Laura sang. Putting in windows in the cold snow and fog. Not to mention putting up with Laura's dogs.
Perfect.
How about it?
That was perfect.
I just kind of ad-libbed that.
Not to mention putting up with Laura's dogs.
Yeah, seriously? There you go. There it is. It's the finish. Hey, speaking of music, Laura and I have been watching 2020 the Musical by Jimmy Fallon. If you guys get a chance to watch this, it is, like, Jimmy Fallon is the man. It is entertaining and hilarious.
This whole thing, I mean, listen, it's almost 9 minutes long. They really went for it. And they recapped the year. And it's so funny to watch because it starts out joyful.
Yeah, yes.
And then it just dissolves.
And then they go, COVID. And then right? It goes into,
it's
like,
day 16, going on 17.
Ooh, a little Sound of Music.
Yep. Staying at home and fixing Dad's iPhone. Where is my pal Jim Beam?
Where is my pal Jim Beam?
Where is my anyway, get a chance to Google it when you get to work or if you're at home right now. Laura, maybe we could do something with it. I don't know. It's just
yeah,
hilarious.
I can share it on up. I shared it on my personal page. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is Google the Tonight Show Musical 2020 and it'll pop right on up. Fun fact, I've seen pretty much all of the Broadway shows that they featured in that. And that is one thing I miss. And I know a lot of my friends and family miss it too. Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully back in 2021. What do you think?
Late 2021, probably.
Yeah. Coming up, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Seth Meyers all weigh in on their thoughts of the vaccine in what we call a late night soundbite montage. But first, we are discovering downtown Lewisburg with our giveaway. You win instantly and you qualify to win a big shopping spree. Laura, what do they call that hot cider at Civil War Cider Company?
It's mulled. Mulled cider.
I thought I had a name like Colonel Mustard in the library with the ranch or something. Wasn't it Colonel something? I don't remember. Maybe I drank too many of them. I don't know.
You know what? Can we just flash back to that moment in time when you and I went together to late night shoppers night last year?
Yes.
And then we bellied up to the bar and had a couple of two trees with a little extra brandy in there.
Oh, those days, those pre-COVID days.
Ugh. Remember when you could stand in a packed bar with all of your closest friends for that moment in time?
Yes, those were the days, hopefully to return. We thank Civil War Cider Company for being part of downtown Lewisburg.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What do we do, Laura?
Listen, our pal Rob has the best cider in the land, so you got to be quick this morning. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Gift cards to give or not to give? That is the question. What's your thought of gift cards?
Yeah. To give.
Right. I mean,
I think especially for those like teenagers that you have in your life who you're not sure very specifically what they would like. Give them a gift card to Amazon. Let them shop for themselves. Seriously.
There you go. That's pretty much what I was looking at. There's articles out there that say that it's not right to give gift cards. And then there's other ones that say it's perfect for younger demographic. And then I was reading one yesterday that says they're great, especially in these times, because you just mail them to people that you won't be seeing for the holidays. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So gift cards are a great idea. Speaking of that, this morning at 9 is another one of our half-price Susquehanna Valleys. And you can get a $40 gift card for $20 to Buffalo Wild Wings. Yum!
Hey!
Yeah!
Good stuff.
So keep it for yourself or, you know, give it as a Christmas gift. Good idea. Keep in mind, half off Susquehanna Valleys. Hit the web at 9 a.m. and they usually sell out in about 4 minutes. So,
they do. So they do. There. You really have to be super quick on the clicking there when they go on sale.
Yep, you are right. Hey, we have gift card winners all day long with Downtown Lewisburg. And that lady that won early this morning won the Kohl's Hardware gift card. Oof. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to stick it in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't do that. Tis the season to be giving, Tom.
Okay. So we both agree on giving gift cards?
I think we do.
All right. Hey, news is coming up next. Another check on sports and a quick check on AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
We're talking about gift cards a little while ago and how everybody loves to receive a nice gift card for a Christmas gift. How about Ultimate Express Car Wash? There you go.
Yeah. It's a Wednesday at the wash, and guess what? You can even wash your car when it's snowy outside like this. Mm-hmm. That water is heated, friends.
That's right. And then you get a nice little blow dry there in the end when you pull out.
Yes.
It's a Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express in three great locations, Danville, Sealands Grove, and Williamsport. If you're a member of the text club, pretty easy. You just text the word wash. That's WASH. 249-330. We've seen some funny words get texted in.
We really have. Again, WASH. Wash.
And then check that to make sure it didn't spell check to something else. Like perhaps Trump. I don't know who said the word Trump this morning. It's wash.
Well, sometimes it's like you'll get weather, you'll get washing, you'll get washing machine. It's interesting on the text club.
You can win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express Car Wash. And remember, you get that $2 off coupon code every Wednesday. And guess what today is, right?
It's Wednesday, which means that code has already been sent. If you want to become a member of our text club and get all the details about that, you know, wash my dirty car stuff, make sure that you sign up at WQKX.com.
Or go to washmydirtycar.com. Chad Evans on the way next to take you through that midday. Remember, you could win and discover downtown Lewisburg all day long here. Also, your chance to qualify, win instantly, and qualify for that shopping spree will be given out. How did we do with the Facebook post, your favorite winter drink?
Do you know what's funny? People are commenting left and right some really, really awesome beverages that I didn't even think about doing.
All right, so these could be Try It Tuesdays for the rest of the year. Who knows?
They absolutely. Actually, Judy commented, though, and I have to shout out. It made me laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for their favorite winter beverage.
Yes.
Judy says a cold beer.
There you go. See, I said Central PA. You can't beat it. Somebody's going to say a nice cold Yingling. a cold beer.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all good.
Lots of people commenting, you know, hot chocolate, peppermint anything, hot tea, hot coffee, etc. But the one that really spoke to me.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Was hot chocolate with Chambord.
Ooh, a nice smooth little hooch
right?
in there.
Right? Yeah. That raspberry liqueur in there.
Yeah.
I never thought about using Chambord in something like hot chocolate, but it makes sense.
Off to the liquor store today we go.
Indeed. Drive safely. It is snowing out there.
Keep posting up. We'll touch base on that topic again tomorrow morning. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What you got?
You know what? We're going to go with another quote from Buddy the Elf, particularly as we sort of slide our way towards Christmas.
Okay.
Remember that there's room for everyone on the nice list.
Yes.
Including you, Tom.
Yes, including me. So be nice, everybody. Be nice.
Be nice.
Have a good day, everyone. See ya.
Bye, guys.